Welcome back. It's actually a nice day for a run today. I'm sure the folks at Interfaith Social Services are hoping April 29th is just as nice for the annual Stop the Stigma 5K. It's that time. Yeah, April's upon us, and Rick Doan is here to tell us all about it. Hey, Rick.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming over. Good to see you.
It never rains on 5K day.
Ever.
No, but even if it did, it's a rain or shine event.
It's a go.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll be there no matter what. And it's amazing. In the few years that it has rained on the day of the 5K, people still come out and we have a great time. And that's why we do it at the Kennedy Center, too.
Yes.
So that we have some inside.
You can
space.
Duck inside if need be,
We can do registration in there and everything.
How many years now for Stop the Stigma?
Oh, we are coming up on the 45th.
Wow.
This is our 40th. We're coming up on our 50th.
Okay.
We're coming up on the 50th.
You didn't even know. You had to think about
that. No, I had to think. It takes a minute to do some math.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the 50th.
So 1973?
No, it was not this year.
Oh.
But I believe next year is our 50th.
Okay.
So that'll be a big year.
Wow. All right. You have to do something special for the 50th.
You don't commemorate the 49th.
No, you just gear up for the 50th,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Still, that's a very impressive track record.
It is.
Pardon the pun, it really is.
And it's the event has evolved and grown over the years.
Yeah.
And it didn't start off as a Stop the Stigma 5K.
Right.
It was the South Shore Walk.
Yep.
And it supported a variety of our programs. And several years ago, we said we want to do something more as an organization to raise awareness about mental illness and addiction. And that's why we started this event.
Right. And would you say that it succeeded?
For sure.
Really?
It has the number of participants, the enthusiasm people feel. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of it. To come together and say, we as a community support those who have mental illness and addiction. It is not a character flaw. There's nothing wrong with somebody that has mental illness or addiction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is an illness like any other, and we should treat it that way.
Yeah. Do they go hand in hand, mental illness and addiction?
Addiction is a mental illness.
Okay, all right.
So, and as many people know, it's hereditary, much like bipolar and depression are hereditary. People know that addiction likewise.
Yeah.
And so it needs treatment. Just like any other illness needs treatment, addiction needs treatment.
Sure. Before we talk a little bit more about the race, how are things going at Interfaith so far this year?
They're busy.
Busy.
Anybody who drives by our offices any morning can visually see how busy it is.
Lines.
The lines of cars, of people waiting outside. It started last spring. It was gas prices, and they shot up. And then when they were coming down, inflation was going up. And then as we've dealt with inflation, you had utility outrageous increases this winter.
Yeah.
And then it was SNAP assistance being cut.
Yes.
And now it's Medicaid. It's like time and time again, there's things that keep happening that cause people to come in. And we have amazing volunteers, many of whom are from Quincy, that come in every day to help staff our programs. And they're helping us keep up with it. And people who donate to help us purchase all of the food and everything else we need to keep up with things.
Speaking of SNAP, I know the federal subsidies have expired, but Massachusetts is continuing it for another 3 months or so.
It's a stopgap.
Okay.
It's great for 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's, in bottom line, it's not going to change a whole lot 3 months from now or now. We're grateful we get that help.
Yes.
And hopefully some of the other, you know, inflation will come down a little bit and utility rates are already starting to come down. So, you know, maybe it'll help people.
Yeah. In reality, I mean, the subsidies really haven't kept up with inflation. So you're still behind the eight ball, even with the additional help.
Well, and also there's people who inherently might make just a little bit more than they would to qualify
so
for some of those.
So you bumped out of the system.
And so they wouldn't even qualify for SNAP.
Yeah.
Or people who are undocumented that wouldn't be able to qualify for it. People with children in the home, if they have young children, they qualify for WIC. But other children in the home, once they age out of that, this is the only option for them.
That's a great point, too, that Interfaith, you don't discriminate.
It's, anybody who needs help, we're going to get them the help that they need.
I always like to ask, what do you need right now?
Well, people to register for our Stop the Stigma 5K.
Well, obviously, yes.
That's our big thing right now.
Okay.
We've encouraged everybody to not do food drives anymore.
Really?
I think more food pantries have been, privately, we've always talked about this.
Yes.
Publicly, I hope more will start talking about
okay.
it. Okay. We don't need food drives.
Okay.
We need communities' help, well, for sure.
It's important to put your time and efforts into where you need most, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what we need is hygiene products.
Okay.
We need soap, shampoo, deodorant, toothbrushes, pads, tampons, toilet paper. Those are the items really needed by our food pantry. We are grateful for every food
drive. Of course. Yeah.
We love the food drives. But if somebody asks us what we need, which you did, it's the hygiene items.
Well, because you can't get those items at the Greater Boston Food Bank, right?
Or if we can, it's limited,
okay.
and it's not, the ability, is the quantity isn't there,
right.
quality might not be there. So if somebody's going to go into a store and they're going to buy a box of mac and cheese for a dollar, or they're going to buy a deodorant for a dollar, we'd rather have them buy the deodorant or donate the dollar to us.
Okay.
So
all
we
right.
can go out and buy a case of mac and cheese.
Or you can stretch that dollar a lot further. Right, exactly, yeah. And those items that you're talking about, those personal hygiene items, speak about inflation, those have just soared. And most of them are taxable.
And that's why we encourage people, Dollar Tree is one of our friends, and that's where we source a number of items from.
Okay.
Because they keep the items affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still getting the grocery stores helping with their day-old merchandise?
Yeah. We distribute about 1 million pounds of food every year through our food pantry.
Wow.
About half of that comes from supermarkets, many of which are right here in Quincy.
Yes.
So the day-old bread, the rotisserie chickens, the sandwiches, the meat that's close to the Best Buy date, the milk that's close to the Best Buy date, they donate that to us.
Okay.
We are so grateful for Star Market, Stop and Shop, BJ's. They are donating to us on a regular basis. We're picking up at 7 different Stop and Shops right now throughout the region. But right here in Quincy, those Stop and Shops, we're picking up at both locations. They're great partners to us and the other emergency food providers. Target in North Quincy, great partner.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that high, 50% of the donations. That's amazing. You count on that then. That's critical.
Oh, yeah. We count on it. It's responsible environmentally.
True.
This is food that otherwise would have entered the waste stream.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly good food
yep.
that is now getting to people's tables. So forget the cost component. It is environmentally more responsible. And there's laws in Massachusetts that make businesses do this.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Okay. And, I mean, although it's close to, you say, this, you know, the Best Buy date, it's going to get used right away by folks who need it. It's not going to go to waste.
There's no such thing as an expiration date.
Right. Yeah.
It always says Best Buy.
Yep.
So like milk, it's good for a week after that date.
Yep.
And if we get it and it's 3 days before that and we get it to a client, that's 10
days. 10
days they have that milk.
Certain. If you have one or two kids, that's going to be gone in a
Absolutely.
Couple of days anyway. Sure.
Absolutely.
Other programs, how are they doing? You've got your thrift shop. You've got, of course, the counseling center.
Yeah, we always welcome. Well, volunteers is one of the things we always need.
Okay.
People who are looking to give back that can come in and commit to a 3-hour shift once a week, working in our food pantry and our thrift shop, we welcome that. Our thrift shop, people can donate. They make an appointment online or call us,
okay.
and they can make a donation. All my outfit all came from there.
I know
there.
You always say that.
It really does.
Yeah.
All my clothes come from there. They have great, great stuff in the thrift shop.
Well, I'm thinking spring cleaning, a lot of folks are going to start to go through their closets and their, you know, foot lockers and storage facilities. So here's a great opportunity.
And it benefits our program.
Sure.
It's one of our biggest fundraisers after our gala is our thrift shop and then our 5K.
Okay.
But as far as the counseling center goes, we're actually moving the counseling center into a satellite office.
Really?
Next to our building. To give us more space because the food pantry needs more space, but also to give the counseling center more space for them to expand and not have the hustle and bustle of everything else going on in our building.
Right. Well, they're dealing with sensitive issues,
exactly.
You know, with folks who want some privacy, and I'm sure
it's a sacred time.
Yeah.
A counseling session.
Yeah. So did you have to rent another?
We are.
Really?
Yeah. Alex Ricciardi, he's the landlord right next to us. Great landlord. We're wonderful working with him.
Yep.
Figuring out how to build out that space and how it'll be best for us.
Okay. Do you need more counselors, Rick?
Always.
Do you?
We are always looking to hire more therapists. You know, even if they can just give us two or three sessions a week.
Okay.
That's two or three more people that are being helped.
Okay.
On our website, that it's one of the job posting that's always listed is for a therapist. And so we're always looking for more people to join our team.
Okay. Just first four sessions used to be free.
That's still true.
Still true.
The first four sessions, it's our Breaking Down Financial Barriers initiative that we don't want it to stand in anybody's way. Thinking, I don't have enough money, I'm not going to qualify. They pick up the phone and we're going to get them in to see somebody regardless of their ability to pay.
Okay. Let's talk about Stop the Stigma.
Yeah.
April 29th, what's going to be happening?
Well, it used to be sort of a carnival kind of experience.
Yes.
And we don't do that anymore.
What?
Because I'd come here and I would talk about the games and bouncy, all that kind of stuff. And we didn't end up talking about what it was really all about.
Oh, all right.
And it's about stopping the stigma of mental illness and addiction. It's about helping encourage people reach out for help. And that's what this event is for. You have our community coming together, filling the streets. And it's great. It's professionally timed. And we got fun stuff going on. We have a raffle that was just launched today.
Okay.
So anybody can participate in that raffle. They can buy raffle tickets now.
Okay.
And they can buy them that day. We have some games going on the day of the 5K. But it's a beautiful route. It leaves from the senior center in over by Squantum. Mm-hmm. It goes up and around Squantum and back, professionally timed. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Starts Saturday morning, and you know you're wrapped up and can have some nice, plan a nice lunch out at Marina Bay afterwards.
Ah, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Right. We're seeing some pictures here from some past events.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get teams that participate as well?
We do. We have great businesses here in Quincy. That Arbella Insurance is a great partner.
Mm-hmm.
They are a sponsor of the event, and they put a big team together. We have several businesses here in Quincy that will put it together, including Maria Drost, counseling services. It's another program here in Quincy providing mental health counseling.
Yes.
They've formed a team and they're participating in this. And that just shows this is a community effort to raise the awareness and help people overcome the stigma.
Yeah, so at the 5K, do you actually talk about the overall purpose and mission of the race? You do.
We have actually a big board that we encourage people to write who they're running or walking for, or to tell their story.
Okay.
And it's really moving. We post that on the wall in our office.
Hmm.
And then all year, I look at it every day and see the notes from people. I'm running for Johnny. We're here to support you, Mom. You know, it's people that they're there. This is a physical way they can say, we love you, we support you.
Well, we hear that story so many times from folks who participate in the Boston Marathon, for the same reason.
Yeah.
They're running for a cause, a purpose, or a person. So here's a way to do it right in your own community.
Well, it can be really frustrating. Not just frustrating, but, you feel helpless. You can't do anything to help somebody who's suffering.
Yeah.
But this is a way that at least a physical act you can show.
Yeah.
And a lot of people talk about the pandemic and they say, the pandemic led to increased mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe that.
No.
It is what happened during the pandemic is more people luckily started talking about mental illness, started talking about their own mental health, and it made it so that people felt more comfortable.
Hmm.
And we've seen a significant increase in the number of people reaching out for help since then.
Why did it make it more comfortable for people to talk about?
The more people that talk about it, the less stigma there is.
Yeah.
So someone who might have said, I don't want to admit that I have depression. I don't want to talk about the anxiety that I'm feeling. When they hear their peers and more people talking about it, when they hear in the news celebrities talking about their mental illness and how they cope with it, it makes it so that more people feel comfortable talking about it and reaching out for help.
Okay.
And that's the purpose, stopping that stigma.
Yeah.
So that nobody feels like there's a cultural barrier.
Do the healthcare institutions take it seriously enough, do you think? Are they doing enough to cope with mental illness?
I think everybody is taking it more seriously,
but
there aren't enough clinicians. And the sad fact is, one of the biggest areas of need is children. It is, on a daily basis, we get calls about 11-year-olds with suicidal ideations.
Really?
With teenagers, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds,
really
little kids that need help, and there are not enough providers out there. Mm-hmm. We need more people to go into this field. Okay. We need more people to choose to help with mental illness, to help become workers overcoming this. And so that's, you know, raising awareness, talking about this. Hopefully it'll encourage more people to go into this field.
Yeah. I wonder if the pandemic didn't contribute to some of the young people experiencing those issues. They were so isolated for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. It's part of it.
Yeah.
That isolation definitely was a triggering event mm-hmm. for many people. But we're still seeing it. You know, we're out of the pandemic, and we're still seeing increases mm-hmm. in the number of people reaching out for help, which is not a bad thing.
Right.
It's a crisis that we don't have enough people to help them.
Okay.
And this isn't just Interfaith. This is the whole system. And we need more people to reach out. So, unfortunately, there are wait lists at many different places. If someone had a broken leg and they reached out, they're not put on a wait list.
Right.
Someone with depression or anxiety shouldn't be put on a wait list. But for some reason, people think that there just aren't enough people to treat them.
How many counselors do you have?
We have 10 therapists.
Okay.
But like I said, we're always looking for more.
How many?
Oh, I don't know. I would love to get to that position. I love to get to that point where it's like, because it gives us an opportunity to fundraise more.
Yeah.
The more we can fundraise, the more people we're helping. And this isn't just us. This is Bay State Community Services, Maria Drost. We are all in this together. This is Aspire. You know, yep. We are working as a community to help people, and we need more community members to do it.
Okay. Stop the Stigma, how much does it raise, Rick?
This, we will raise about $100,000.
Wow.
But you know, like I said, it's the beginning.
Yes.
We need a lot more help to do it. And each person who registers, that registration fee is paying for one session.
Okay.
So. All right. Even if you're just walking, because you don't have to run, you can walk.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You can walk, or you can just register and not come.
Exactly,
and that's okay.
It's okay, too.
Or just make a donation.
Right.
Or buy a raffle ticket.
Okay, all right. The t-shirt deadline expired, I know, so that's done.
It is.
Unfortunately, yeah.
T-shirt deadline passed, okay. But if people want to get a t-shirt for next year,
yep.
Maybe they got to register early.
Okay.
Well, because otherwise we'd end up buying all these t-shirts and people weren't there. And we purchased the t-shirts for the people that registered.
How many folks are you hoping to have this year?
Upwards of 600.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, each year it keeps growing. And excellent. We are, it's really amazing.
Yep.
It's a special day.
I know there's a corporate match for folks who make a donation. Yes?
There, it depends on the corporate. There's lots of ways people can get it. And if somebody has, if their employer can match them, we encourage people to do that. It's a missed opportunity. A lot of people will donate to something, but then don't get that match from their employer.
Right, yeah, which really doubles your giving power.
Exactly.
Great to see you as always, Rick. Really
good
appreciate
to see you
it.
Too. Thank you. Thanks for helping get the word out to Quincy.
You're very welcome.